Hello and welcome to Planet Money. I'm Sarah Gonzalez.
And I'm Kenny Malone. Today on the show, recycling is on life support. Cities might be picking up your recyclables, but there's a very good chance they are not being recycled.
And that might be a good thing if you really care about the planet. To understand what went wrong in the world of recycling, we called economist Bevin Ashenmiller at Occidental College. Okay, Bevin also knows a lot about the economics of recycling, and she says the first thing you need to know is that in economics, we have goods and we have bads.
A good is something that you pay money to get. That's why we call it a good. We're very simple people. And a bad is something that you pay money for somebody to take it away.
But back in the 1990s, a few things happened that made all of our bads really attractive to China. China was making all this stuff and shipping it to the U.S. in these huge cargo ships.
They were bringing a lot of tankers into the U.S. that were dropping off materials, and it doesn't make sense to bring a tanker back empty.
So some smart person was like, well, then why don't we just fill those cargo ships up with something useful then?
Like empty water bottles. China was like, we can turn those things into like polyester socks and sweaters, which are basically just woven out of really, really, really thin plastic bottles.
And thus a market for our bads was born. And eventually, about half of the entire world's junk plastic was being sent to China, much of that coming from the U.S. And when this was working, it is what we imagine recycling to be. My peanut butter jar turning into freaking socks. I mean, that is a modern miracle. But then, just last year, something changed dramatically.
China said, this isn't worth it for us anymore. Turning your peanut butter jar into socks is creating too much pollution. And frankly, it's just too much work for us now. Because you guys aren't as good at triple rinsing your plastic as you think you are. And you're not even sorting it properly. There are milk jugs in with the peanut butter jars, lid still on, peanut butter still in the jar.
A total mess. And it used to be worth it for China to just go ahead and clean this stuff up and sort it out on their end. Because, you know, labor was cheap. And so cleaning and then recycling our old plastic was cheaper than creating new plastic.
But then China's economy evolved. Labor got more expensive. And China said, we don't want to be the world's garbage dump. An actual quote.
And so China instituted a new plan called the National Sword, their name for it. And in this plan, China said, we're only going to take recyclables if they are absolutely spotless and perfectly separated. Plus, we are going to stop taking 24 different kinds of junk, including some kinds of plastics, mixed paper, and certain metals. So the U.S. is now looking for another country that maybe doesn't care as much if our stuff is dirty, you know, the way it used to be with China.
So you expect the baton to be passed, and it has been passed.
This is Thomas Kinnaman, an environmental economist at Bucknell University.
Indonesia, India, Malaysia, these countries will accept some of this stuff.
Thomas is kind of the economist when it comes to looking at all the financial and environmental costs and benefits of recycling. If you just landfill a peanut butter jar, obviously that has costs, and Thomas takes that into account. But he says there are also costs to recycling. Like, think about what it entails to recycle that peanut butter jar.
A giant truck has to come to your home to pick up your peanut butter jar and then drive it somewhere to get sorted and then drive it to a recycling center and then probably put it on a train, which takes it to a boat, which takes your jar halfway around the world.
And that's where you start wondering, okay, wait a minute.
Is recycling worth it? And when you crunch the numbers, Thomas says, more recycling isn't always better for the planet. Sometimes it is worse, including in ways that you may not have thought of.
Here's sort of the untold story, is that China's ban may actually reduce the amount of plastic that ends up in the oceans. China was not very careful about what got into their ocean for a long period of time. And if some of the plastic piles were just too corrupted, they could do whatever they wanted with
it. They dumped them in the ocean?
Countries historically dumped waste out in the ocean.